On April 2nd, the University of Maryland School of Theater, Dance, and Performance Studies will hold its third annual Black Theater Symposium, supported in part through a grant from the Maryland Humanities Council. Scott Reese, artist and professor at University of Maryland School of Theater, Dance, and Performance Studies, and one of the co-organizers of the symposium, tells us how this event aims to build diversity and community in theater.
What do the past, present, and future of Black theater aesthetic look like? How do we facilitate inclusion and diversity in the technical and design aspects of the field? How can theater positively impact the current cultural climate and racial tensions? These are provocative, challenging questions that we will explore at the University of Maryland School of Theater, Dance, and Performance Studies' third annual Black Theater Symposium on April 2nd at the Clarice Smith Performing Arts Center. For the past 3 years, as one of the co-organizers of the symposium, I've worked with Thembi Duncan, a TDPS alumni and creative programs director at the Young Playwrights Theater, to gather theater professionals, scholars, and students to discuss and take action around these questions in order to influence and expand practices of inclusion in the field of theater. Culturally specific theater plays a vital role in the performing arts in America. It's essential to gaining an understanding of the history of the Black experience in this country and in the world. Without continuing to build on or question or oppose those ideas, we run the risk of being cut off completely from a rich fountain of knowledge that cannot be recovered in any other form of expression. This year's symposium will include some new additions to what we think of as our family reunion. We'll be introducing our first student-run panel on inclusion and diversity in the arts on college campuses. UMD's Diversity Troupe, Creativity, with a K, will invite students and educators from local colleges and universities to discuss issues of inclusion and diversity in the arts from the student perspective. One of our most popular panels is going to return, hip-hop. Theater artist Baye Harrell will ask practitioners, scholars, performers, and writers to further the dialogue on how hip-hop continues to invigorate the fields of theater, dance, and performance. Resident director of Mosaic Theater Company and senior advisor at Ford's Theater, Jennifer L. Nelson, will reflect on the origins, trajectory, and cultural impact of American theater companies that have specialized in theater for, by, and about Black people over the past 100 years. Master teaching artist Paige Hernandez will offer a workshop for teaching artists to provide tangible resources and networking opportunities for the professional development of aspiring, emerging, and experienced teaching artists. And finally, we'll delve deep into the topic of racial battle fatigue. This is a term coined by University of Utah researcher William A. Smith while studying how racialized microaggressions, the relatively inconspicuous but potent degradation of marginalized people, affect people of color at predominantly white colleges and universities. This year, we'll end our symposium with all attendees having the opportunity to discuss racial battle fatigue, the toll it takes on students, artists, and scholars, and how we can move forward as a community. Our exploration of inclusive presence and influence in the field of theater builds community. This is so important today. The arts and humanities become wonderful tools to build dialogue and bridge gaps.
More information about the Black Theater Symposium can be found at tdps.umd.edu. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.